Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph and Mebei says, "Hamadlagas Agadish Vayibol Kelim Nidolku." Rabbi Huda Amar Mashalim Mashi B'Socha. Vachacham Amar Meinu Mashalim Elagadisho Shel Chitin or Shel Socha. The Mishnah quotes Machlokas Rabbi Huda and Chacham. And what's the din of Tamon Be'esh? Rabbi Huda holds that Yechayev even for Tamon Be'esh, even for things that are hidden within the Dover Hanizik. The kelim are hidden. The madlikas of the mavrias of the era can't see these kelim. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're still chayev for that. There's no difference between Eish and any other mamon hamazik that you're chayev even for tamen. And the chacham say no, that you're potter for tamen be'esh. The only chayev for gedisha shel chitin or shel sa'orim. And as the brisa later on is going to explain, the chachamim hold that you're chayev even for the makom that the kelim take up. You have a gadish and there are kelim inside, so you have to pay for the sa'orim, for the chitim of the gadish. But even as much as would have been inside the gadish if the kelim were not there. Right? So if the kelim are taking up half the makom of the gadish, you still have to pay for the full gadish. The gadish are taking up, let's say, 100 fluid ounces, if you will, and half of the gadish is kelim, so you still have to pay the 100 fluid ounces, or the 100 whatever the volume is, the 100 ounces of gadish of chitim or so. So the mishnah haya gedi kofus lo ve'evit samach lo v'nisafim al chayv. If you have a gedi tied onto the gadish and an evit was samach to the gadish, v'nisafim al, and they're both burnt. The gedi is burnt. The Eved is burned, so Chayev, then you Chayev for the Gedi. Mistama, the Eved ran away, so you Chayev for the Gedi. The Gedi is Kofuslo. Eved Kofuslo, Gedi Samachlo, and Isafim Apata. Is that the Mishnah? If the Eved is Kofuslo, and the Gedi is Samachlo, then Isafim Apata, then you're Potter for the Gedi. Why are you Potter for the Gedi? Because Kamli Bidder Abimine Rashi says, you Chayev Misa for the Eved, the Eved is Kofuslo. Haya gedi kafus lo chayev, says Rashi. Ala gedi the bali chayim nami yisrabu me'ah. Come, we're going to see the ribui. The bali chayim are yisrabu according to the chachamim. Right, the bali chayim are yisrabu chayev even for killing, even for bali chayim be'esh. Mishum the kamli b'derabim in a lekalim iftrei in the reisha. There's no kamli b'derabim to pata you from the gedi. They no chayev misa al ha'evik. The whole vein of kafus haya lo levrach. The pata lo mimisa mitashlumin. If the Eved is in Kafus, Hayolo Levrach, it should have run away, so therefore you potter on the Eved. If you potter on the Eved, you chayev for the Gedi. There's no Kamla Bidram, you see you chayev for the Gedi. Now, if you have a Kafus, lo potter afilo ala Gedi v'yala Gadish, the chayev misa ala Eved, the chsiv nokom yinokim. Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim says, even by an Eved Knaini, he's not a full-fledged Yisrael, but there's a chayev misa for him. Kamla Bidram, he says, even if lo hisuba, okay. That's Tana de Mechizki. If it comes to be the Rabbinah on the Eved, so Mele, you're potter for the Gedi as well. Okay, that's the Mitzia. That's the middle case of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Vodun Chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda b'mada kesabira shumashan kamashe besocha shkein derech ne adam l'honi abibotim. The Chachamim admit to Rabbi Yehuda b'mada kesabira, if you light the person's house on fire, Adlika Sabira, light the person's house on fire. Does that mean you're lighting the house on fire? Maybe. It could also mean that you're simply lighting the fire in his rishus as opposed to your rishus, and the bira mimela becomes burnt. It's not that you're putting the fire to the bira. We'll see. Mitzvah Shem, we'll see. But either way, the Chachamim say in such a case, Yechayiv even for Tamim. Even though the Chacham normally hold Tamim Be'esh is Potter, but Madlika Sabira, Shal Chaveiro, Rishus or Shal Chaveiro, is Mishanak, Masha Besocha, Shekin Derech Ne'adam. It's normal for people to be meniach different things in the bayis. Normal. That's why you chayev for tamim. Interesting. Lashonos. We're going to have to work on these lines in the Mishnah. Chacham say normally there's a ptur of tamim beish. Suddenly, madlik esabira, the moda to Rabbi Yehuda that you chayev. Why? As I would say, maybe the gzeras hakosa somehow doesn't apply. You hear there's some kind of a svara working over here. We'll have to understand what that svara is. This is the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah begins by mentioning a machlokas tanoim, but the Tamim Be'esh is chayev. And then at the end, it mentions that even the Chachamim Amoda that sometimes Tamim Be'esh is chayev. And in the middle, the Mishnah has a different case. That Hoye Gedi Kavos Lo Ve'Eved Samach Lo. What's the din? You chayev for the Gedi. You're not chayev for the Gedi. It's split. Sometimes we say kama b'drabni and the eved, then you'll be potter for the gedi. But we also say kama b'drabni and the eved, then you'll be chayav for the gedi. Chor, the Mishnah is a pella. You start the Mishnah, you feel like the sugya that we're talking about is tam and beish. And taka, if you complete the Mishnah, you get that clear impression, right? Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. What are the parameters of that din? Are they moda to each other in certain cases? Yes, in the Sefer, in the last part of the Mishnah, we see the Chacham Mataka Moda in certain cases that Tom and Be'esh is Chayv. And punct in the middle of the Mishnah, you have a totally different case. It's Mamash Apel. It's like the Mishnah Posach B'Toman, the Siyim B'Toman, and Be'emtzi, you have something different. Right? It's like they start with Tom and they end with Tom. In the middle, you talk about, you know, what's the Mitzvah, Pesach Matzah Morah. What was that after the other? Like, what's the Mishnah, what's the middle of the Mishnah doing here? That's the question that should jump out at you when you read this Mishnah. Just posh up shot of the Mishnah. What is the middle case doing here? L'chori has nothing to do with Tom and Be'esh. It gets the longest Rashi in the Mishnah just to figure out exactly what's going on, but it has nothing to do with the Mishnah, so what's it doing here? That's the Shaila that jumps out at you in the Mishnah. So to answer that question, we have to really understand something about the Mitzia, something about this middle case, above a Mitzia, so to speak, right? The middle case of the Mishnah. What's noteworthy about the middle case? So it talks about an Eved and a Gedi. Kofos and Samach. Right? It uses the terms Kofos and Samach both by Eved and by Gedi. The question is that necessary? Right? Are these terms necessary? In each part of the middle bava of the Mishnah, or is it lav dafka? That's the shaila. So Rashi quotes two different lashonas, two different deis about this. Let's see the Rashi slowly and try to understand. Let's see the background for this machlokes. So it says Rashi in the first lashon. Ubigdi at the end of that Rashi, towards the end of the Rashi. By Eved, there is a nafkamina whether the Eved is kafos or not. Why? What's the chilek by Eved? If the Eved is kafos, so then what then applies? Rafi? Can't run away. Therefore the person who burns and the person who kills him is chayav misa, come levi d'rabne, be part of the gedi. If the Eved is not kafos, yeah? The Eved is not kafos. It's expected he could run away. So the person who's madag is not going to be chayav for the Eved. So there's no come levi d'rabne. So by Eved, it's very important to know whether it's kafos or samach. If it's only samach, then there's no come levi d'rabne. If it's kafos, there is come levi d'rabne. But what's the din by gedi? So Zabd Rashi, by gedi, lo shari lo me kafos, lo shenu kafos. There really is no chilek by gedi. The Aidi did not have Eved, not have Begdi. Aidi. Because we use a lotion of Kafas and Samach by Eved, and there it's Bedafka, Nakat. Kome Bidramine Shaykh only if the Eved is Kafas. So by Gedi we split it. Right? Hoye Gedi Kafas love Eved, Samach love Nisafimo. That's one deal. Eved Kafas love Gedi Samach love. So we want to split it up. We want to say Samach and Kafas by both. So that's why initially, since we're going to say Eved Samachlo, we say Gedi Kofoslo. Then when we're going to say Eved Kofoslo, we say Gedi Samachlo. It's very confusing, because it sounds like it's Bedafka. It's very confusing. This is not the Pashup Shah. Right? The Pashup Shah is there's a reason why we flip it. Because if you flip it and there's no reason for that, so then it's very confusing. A person thinks it's Bedafka Naka. According to the first prayer of Rashi, it's not Bedafka Naka. Rashi says, yeah, kachava, that's the way it is. I did the knockout by Eved, knockout Bigdi. Since we're going to use both Lashonas, Kofos, and Samach by Eved, so by Gedi also we have such a Lashon. We start off by saying that the Gedi was Kofos low, and then we say the Gedi was Samach low. That's Rashi's first pshat. And that's what Rashi writes in the second parak too. This Mishnah is quoted in the second parak, in the Sugi Veish. So Rashi explains there also, what's the case? What are we talking about? Skipping a little bit. It's really bedafka naka kovas v'samach only by Eved. By Gedi it's lav dafka, but since we mentioned kovas and samach by Eved, that's why by Gedi we say it too. But there's no enough community between the two. Why is there no enough community? If it's a Gedi Kofos, then I understand. The Gedi can't run away. So then you're chayav for that. But if the Gedi is Samach, shouldn't the Gedi run away too? Why should I be chayav for the Gedi? The first part of the middle bav of the Mishnah says that Ha'egedi covers lo ve'eved samach lo v'nesafim mo'us chayiv yichayiv for the gedi, because the eved is samach lo, so there's no kamer b'nei avrinei, so you can be chayiv for the gedi because the gedi is kafos. So Rashi is saying that's lav dafka nakat, that even if the gedi would be samach lo, Ha'egedi samach lo ve'eved samach lo, you're also chayiv for the gedi. Why? But the gedi should have run away. So Zot Rashi, no, avagad the gedi. The Gedi doesn't have a das, so even if it's samach, he's still going to be chayv. So you would say, why does the Mishnah say Haya Gedi kavos lo? It's a bigger chiddush to say that even if the Gedi is samach lo, he doesn't know to run away. Since mamish the same as kavos, it's doch the zel bazach, al pidin, it's the same thing. So it would have been a bigger chiddush to say Ha'yegedi Samach Lo. Says Rashi, you're right, in Achanami, but I did not get Samach V'Kafos L'Gabi Eved, not get Samach V'Kafos L'Gabi Gedi. This is the first pshat in Rashi, first Lashon on Samach Halach and Beis. That's how Rashi learns on Chav Beis and Beis. Rashi's so convinced, he doesn't even have the second Lashon on Chav Beis and Beis. Convinced like his first Lashon. V'Ikud Yami, says Rashi, V'Gedi Nami Davka not get Samach Potter, V'Hoya Lo Levroach. Says Rashi, no. No, it's Davka not get. Haya gedi kafaslo in the beginning is dafka kafaslo, but samach no, because the eved should have run away. So if it's only samach and the eved is not kafas, then we don't say kama bidrabinay. Even if we don't say kama bidrabinay, it's still going to be potter for the gedi if it's samach. So what's the second part? Eved kafaslo gedi samachlo v'nisafim a potter. There's kama bidrabinay. So what do I have to say? Gedi samachlo could say gedi kafaslo too. Right, there's no difference between gedi kavos lo and gedi samach lo. Right, once I say kamei b'dirabin, I'm going to be potter for the gedi anyway. It says Rashi, no, read it carefully. V'achi kamer ha'yevid kavos lo o gedi samach lo potter. In Achanami, if we say kamei b'dirabin, even if the gedi is kavos, you're going to be potter. But the chiddush is o samach lo. Even when we don't say kamei b'dirabin, you're still going to be potter for the gedi, says Rashi in the second lashon. If the gedi is samach, as hayalo livroach. If the gedi is only samach, then the gedi should run away, just like the eved should run away. He's a balchai. Why shouldn't he run away? So zogt Rashi in the first part of the bava mitzia, so to speak, of the Mishnah, when it says hayagedi kafos lo, it's bedavka nakad kafos lo. It's not samach. Not like the Lishna Kama. Tafka Kofaslo, you're going to be chayiv, because then the Gedi can't run away. In the second part of the middle Bava, where it says, Eve Kofaslo, Gedi Samachlo, the way you read that is, Haya Eve Kofaslo, O Gedi Samachlo. If the evidence covers a value, you're part of for the Mama, you're part of for the Gedi, you're part of for the Gorish, Kamei B'Rabbinei. But the Chiddush is, O Samachlo, even if there's no Kamei B'Rabbinei, if the Gedi was Samachlo, then you'll be part of for the Gedi anyway, because the Gedi should have run away. Hey, these are the two Lashonos in Rashi. So these two Lashonos, Lechora, emerge from a Machlokas HaRishonim on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. The Rishonim L'shitasam, so to speak. The Rishonim have a debate on Daf Samach Amud Aleph, how to learn the drushes of Niskei Esh. So based on how you learn the drushes will determine which girsa you have in Rashi. Let's see this Mishnah together. And Daf Samach, if you have a Gemara, look on with me. Daf Samach Amud Aleph. We'll pedal back now to the main Mishnah. This is really the point of departure. If you were writing a Masechta's Eish, you'd start with the Mishnah, Daf Samach Amud Aleph. That sets you up with the Pasuk. What does the Mishnah say? Shalech esabe eirav yachla eitzim o avonim o ofer chayim. Shalem akiseitze eish amatza kotzim v'nechal godish o hakama o hasada shalem yishalem hamavir esabe eirav. The Pasuk says, it mentions a lot of things here. Matzah, kotzim, godish, koma, and sada. Lots of different things. So Dr. Mishnah, shalech ha-saba'er v'ochla, anything. It does hezek, no matter what it does hezek on. Eitzim, or avonim, or ofer. Even if it's mazik de karka, shalim yishalim ha-maver saba'er, you'll be chay. So Dr. Gemara like this. Omar Rava, lomli the kasa rachmana, kotzim, godish, koma, v'sada. Why do we need all this? Rava is an obvious kasha. There shouldn't be an extra word in the pasuk, so why don't you need all four? So tzrich, Because of Rachmana Kotzim, Hava Mina Kotzim with the Chiyav Rachmana. The Chiyav Rachmana, Mishim the Shchiach Esh Gabayim. U Shchiach the Posha. Avo Godish lo Shchiach Esh Gabayim lo Shchiach the Posha, Ema lo. Ema lo. What does that mean? If it would have only said Kotzim, I'd say Yechayev if you Madlik Eso Esh, Mavir Esa Be'era, and it damages Kotzim. Kotzim, the Kotzim of whom? Of the Nizik, right? Because Shchiach Esh Gabayu, Shchiach the Pasha. So therefore you chai for Kotzim, I think for Godesh you're not chai. Only for Kotzim. What does that mean? If you're mazik someone else's Kotzim, he has a pile of Kotzim, he has a pile of thorns. So Shchiach Esh Gabayu, yeah, they attract the fire, it's easy for them to be destroyed. So Shchiach the Pasha, and it's normal for a person to be Poshea. What does that mean? So Rashi says, the Shchiach Esh Gabayu, Ein B'nei Adam is darin behind Lakach Omdim. They're all made li saref, so people aren't careful with them. Hilkach ikal amemar ze pasha. Therefore, we should say this one was poshea. Rashi's really pile ploy. What does that mean? The mazik was poshea in his age because the kotzim are all made li saref. They're not his kotzim. And if they're his kotzim, you could say, okay, he wasn't careful about his own kotzim. He's not chayev if he burns down his own kotzim. Well, he's not careful about someone else's kotzim because it's normal for kotzim to be nisraf. Not if there's someone else's kotzim. It's really a pellet to Madna Zach and Rashi. How do you read this Gemara? It's normal for Eish to be found by Kotzim. They're very flammable. Shchiach de Pasha. Godish lo Shchiach Eish Gabayu lo Shchiach de Pasha emalo. From Rashi, you get the impression that it's all people are not careful about Kotzim. So therefore, we assume that the Mavir HaSabeira, that the Bala Eish was Poshea. Assume the Bala Eish is Poshea. He doesn't think so much about the Kotzim. If he saw that his fire might damage something of his friend, something that the friend cares about, so then he'll be careful to watch his Eish. To watch his Eish to make sure it's not going to damage. He won't be Poshea. But if he sees Kotzim on the other side, if he sees Kotzim in his friend's field, he's not going to be so careful because he doesn't really think it's so choshev. His friend wants the Kotzim. His friend wants to save the Kotzim for a barbecue. But this individual, the Baal HaEish, doesn't realize that, so he's not going to be so careful with the Kotzim. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. It's a big chiddush. Yamshel Shlomo has a different pshat here. He learns the Gemara like this. It's not the posh pshat, but maybe mitzad svar, it works better. The Yamshel Shlomo learns what the Gemara means to say is this, that if it only would say Kotzim, I think the Torah is mechayev by Kotzim. Since it's so easy to burn kotzim, they're so flammable. Shchiach the pasha, it's easier for the flame, for the fire to burn the kotzim. So if it's easier for the fire to burn the kotzim, then you have to do a greater shmir by kotzim, because it's just so easy. Even a shmir pechusa has to be greater than the shmir pechusa by other items, because they're not as flammable. Since Shchiach Esh Gabayu, the Kotzim are so flammable, so you got to do a little bit of a better Shmira on them, because if not, they're going to catch fire. Ushchiach the Posha, it's normal that a person is Poshe in the Kotzim, because he's not going to do an extra Shmira for the Kotzim. He'll do the same Shmira that he'd do for something else, but that's not a good enough Shmira for Kotzim. So that's why I think that by Kotzim Yechayim, because the Shmira that he's going to do by Kotzim is not going to be enough. It's not going to be the same as a Shmira. It's not going to be enough of a Shmira like he would do for other things. The Mashmal on the Pasuk, no. That Godish is the same as Kotzim, that you can be Chayim for Godish as well. Lav Dafka Kotzim. It's Lav Dafka Kotzim. You would have thought Dafka Kotzim, he has to do an extra Shmira, and if not, he's going to be a Poshel, be Chayim. No. No, it's the same Shmira for everything. For Kotzim, for Godish, for Sada, etc. This is the first Tzrichas Sata in the Gemara. Dikos of Rachmana Godesh, what's the next word in the Pasuk? If it would only said Godesh, Havamina Godesh, Chayev Rachmana, Mishim, the Hefzid Merubahu. Havakotzim, the Hefzid Muad, Emalo. Emalo. So if it would only say Godesh, not Kotzim, so I'd say Dafka Godesh is Chayev. Why is Godesh Chayev? Well, it's a Hefzid Merubah. If I think Kotzim, it's only a Hefzid Muad, I think you're Potter. What's the problem with that? It's not a $1 million hefzid. You didn't burn down his house. It's only $1,000. It's kotzim. So I think it's only a hefzid. It's only $5. It's a small hefzid. But it's a hefzid. The guy wanted his kotzim. So I would think, no, for $5, for $1, you're not chayav to pay. for $1,000, for $10,000, a hefsa meruba, I think you have to pay. Godish, that's a hefsa meruba. Kotzim, that's not a hefsa meruba. So I think you're potter for a hefsa meruba. So chpilei ploim. What, I'm potter from a hefsa meruba? It's a shavet pruta. Why should I be potter from a hefsa meruba? It's mamish a pella. Pella. What's the Gemara saying? You can't, this is just, this is a simple Gemara, right? But you have to read the Gemara. To read the Gemara and understand what the Gemara is saying. Every line of the Gemara here is a pella. A big fish. What's the tzrichas? If it only would say Godish, I think Dafka Godish is have some ruba v'kotzim na. So the same Yom Shel Shlomo continues and says, you know what the pshat is? What's Eish? Eish is a special mazik. What's special about the mazik of Eish? Help me now. What's special about the mazik of Eish? Where are you lighting that fire? Where? In your property. He's mishtamish b'shusa. Person is lighting the Eish in his own rishus, but he's just posheh b'shmirasa, and then it goes out and it damages in someone else's property. He's really lighting in his property. So it's interesting. Eish is different than every other mazik, that you're really not doing anything usur initially. There's no. It's not like what you're doing is a mazik. You're not doing a maisa hezik. You're really doing a maisa of hishtamshes b'rishusa. You're allowed to use your rishus. You're allowed to light the fire of your barbecue, but you have to watch the barbecue. You have to make sure it's not going to damage. So really, be'emes, you're doing something shalhet. You're doing a maisa shalhet. It just gets out of hand. So you would think, since you're doing a maisa shalhet, maybe on a hefset mood, you're not going to be chayv. But every other hezek that an Adam HaMazik does, that someone does, you'd say, of course. Right? If I'm going to do a hezek even on a hefset mu'at, if I'm going to cause even a hefset mu'at to my friend, of course I'm going to be chayv for that. But here, I'm really mishtamish b'shali. I'm not doing a maisa hezek. It's just, I'm posheh b'shmirasi, and then it gets out, and it does hezek. So you would think that maybe on a hefset mu'at, you should be potter. Maybe on a hefset mu'at, you should be potter. Kamash v'lon, you chayv even for a hefset mu'at, even in this situation where you're mishtamish b'shalo, you know, Eish is a little bit different. It's koach to be mazik, right? Eish is a little bit different. You're really doing a Maisa shel heter, which turns into a Maisa hezek. So you think that you shouldn't be chayav, and that kamash v'lon you are. Okay. Kamal amali. So let's go to the next word. Kamal amali. Makama begoli af kol begolu. Another Gemara. Why does it say kama? He says eish matzakot sim nechagod esho hakama. Kama is begoli. It's a ribui. So makama begoli af kol begoli. This is the Chachamim de Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham de Rabbi Yehuda hold Tama Beish is Potter, so they learned it from Kama. Ma Kama Begoli Av Kol Begoli. Rabbi Yehuda the Mechayev Anizke Tama Beish Kama Lamali. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with Kama? It's Mechayev Anizke Tama Beish. So what does he do with Kama? The Rabbos Kol Bale Kama. Rabbi Yehuda says Kama is Marbe Kol Bale Kama. What does that mean? What does that mean? Says Rashi Kol Bale Kama Av Bale Chayim VeIlonis. Even Bale Chayim, the Eish is Mazik Bale Chayim. Or mechubel akarka, Elon, and other things that are mechubel akarka. You also chayv. O hakama is mar bekobali kama. Rabbi Yehuda, o miboy lechalik. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm sorry, just 1 second. Rabbi Yehuda learns from kama lerabas kobali kama. Verabbanon lerabas kobali kama menala. Who had the rabbanon know to be mar bekobali kama? Nafkalahume o hakama. The rabbanon learn from. From O. O is Marbe, even Balikoma. The Rabbi Yehuda, O Meboy Lelechalik. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we can't have O to be Marbe Kobalikoma. That's to be Mechalik, that you don't have to be Mazik, all these items. Kotzim, Godish, Koma, etc. The Rabbana Lechalik Menalahu, Nafkalahu, May O Hasode. The Rabbi Yehuda, I need the Kasar Achmana, O Akoma, Kosav, O Hasode. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says that we don't need the O Hasode, so therefore he needs the O Akoma to be mechalek. And finally, sada lamali lasuya lecha nira v'sichzacha avonav. Even hezek to the karka. Person plows the field, and then the fire burns the field, and he has to replow. Or if the avonim were destroyed. V'lichle rachman asada v'laboy hanach tzicha dikas rachman asada havamina mashe besada in midi achrin aloka mashmalu. If it only would have said sada, I'd think that dafka what's mechub l'karka. Mashe besada. I'm sorry, Masha Vesoda, Rashi says, Tavua Kamer, what's in the field, but not the field itself. Mashmala, no, even a hezek to the field, to Gufa Shalkarka, you're going to be chayiv for as well. Okay, this is what we need all these different psukim for. So what's the drasha? The whole machlokas, whether we learn Taman Be'esh, it's from Kama, right? Rabbi Yehuda, who denies the p'tur of Taman Be'esh, what does he learn from Kama? L'rabos kol bale Kama. And the Chacham also amar be'kol bale Kama, from O HaKama, from the O. So what's this kol bale Kama? Rashi says, bale chayim and mechuba l'kak, right? So Tosfos quotes a different Rashi. L'rabos kol bale Kama, b'kuntres pirish kol bale chayim. According to Tosfos, mechuba l'kak is not mentioned in Rashi. Kol bale Kama just means bale chayim. That's the real pshat in Rashi, according to Tosfos. Will be Rishalmi, mashma demar be'ilonos v'chol davar mechuba. Tosfos splits between the Rishalmi and Rashi. Rashi, our version of Rashi, put the Rishalmi together with Bali Chaim. Tosfos splits that Rashi only holds Kol Bali Chaim means Bali Chaim and not Ilonos, not Mechub Lekarka. V'ach Yisos, im ha-godesh miyuchat shu'tolosh min ha-karka, av-kol shu'tolosh min ha-karka, tam-lomar o ha-kamu. Tam-lomar o ha-kamu. So Rashi, according to Tosfos's version, says that Kol Bali Chaim is marbe Bali Chaim. What's the Havamina to say you'd be part of a Bali Chaim? There's a Ribui in Pasuk, right? Kama, Oha Kama, it's Marba Kol Bali Chaim. What's the Havamina to say that you'd be part of a Bali Chaim? I need a Ribui? There was a Havamina before. Havamina by Kotsim is that I think Dafka by Kotsim, but not by Godish. Kotsim is Shchiach Esh Gabayu, Shchiach Toposha. If it would have only said Godish, I think Dafka Godish, it's Hefsa Meruba, not Kotzim, it's Hefsa Muad. There's no Tzrichas over here. But Kom is Marba Kol Bali Chaim. What's the Tzrichas? I think you're Potter, Kamash Mal Yechayev. What's the answer? Shalom.
Is it Yom Kippur Shlomo? I agree I have to watch the fire when I lay, but I think it's nearby. If I let the fire get, which is the head that an animal walks close and then it blows over, then you can say you're Potter in that case.
Okay, you could say even more than that, Shalom. Why would I think that by Bali Chaim you should be Potter? I don't think that Bali Chaim should be part of it. Are these Bali Chaim tied up or not? Ari. Hayol Olivroch. Are these Bali Chaim tied up or not? From Rashi, you don't get the impression that they're tied up. It sounds like even if the Bali Chaim are not tied up, you're still going to be Chayim. So, the Bali Chaim are not tied up. That's Taka Chiddush. I would think maybe what? I'd think that maybe you should be Potter. Hayol Olivroch, the Bal Chai should have run away. Kamashmal on the Chiddush, then what? That you're going to be Chayiv? Why should you be Chayiv? He should have run away. What's the answer? He should have run away. According to the first Pshat in Rashi, we assume the Baal Chai doesn't have Das, he's not going to run away. That's the Chiddush, Atar. Right? To be Kom is Marba Kobal Chayim, according to the first Pshat in Rashi, even Samach is Chayiv. Baal Chai is Samach. We don't say Hoyolo Livrah, we say that by Ever, but not by Baal Chai. So that's what the drosha, that's what the pasuk of Kama is coming to teach me, according to Rashi. According to Tosis' version of Rashi, right? It's only Marba Bali Chaim. Only Marba Bali Chaim. According to the first Lashon Rashi, it's Gevaldik. The Hav Amina is Hayol Olivroch, that you shouldn't be Chayiv from Bali Chaim. Kamashmal, and we don't say that by Bali Chaim, only by Evet, something that has a das. Comes the Meiri, and he learns differently. Bali Chaim. How does the Meiri learn? What kind of Bali Chaim are we talking about? Komas marbe Bali Chaim, that even Bali Chaim yechayif or ba'yesh, what kind of Bali Chaim? Zok the Meiri, let's see it inside. What does the Meiri say? Krabiyanu b'mishna shafila b'avanim ve'ofar Adam chay bekilkol dleika galicha nira b'sirsa chavana v'chein b'chol davar. Avo b'shev seyda muak on kotz mechiyotzi b'ah. Yechayiv. No matter what you're mekalkel. Even something that's hefse muak. Even kotzim. V'chein av b'balei chayim hakfusim, says the Meir. What's the key word? V'chein, right? No. V'chein b'balei chayim hakfusim. Who's hakfusim? That's the Meiri's addition. Talk to Meiri by Bali Chaim Kfusim, you're going to be Chayiv. By Bali Chaim that are not Kfusim, the Meiri seems to hold you apart. That's what it sounds like. Right? Which Lashon of Rashi is the Meiri going with? Second lashon of Rashi, obviously, right? Hayo lo levroch. Bali chayim sheinu kfusim, not chayifa. He should have run away, just like the Eved Kanani should have run away. The Baal Chai should have run away too. That's how the Meir is learning. So the pasuk kama or oh hakama, according to the Meir, is coming to be marbe bali chayim hakfusim. What's the havamina? But I think you're part of the bali chayim kfusim. They can't run away, so they can't run away. Of course, you're gonna be chayim. According to Tosa's version of Rashi, I'll tell you what the Havamin is. I think, Hayol Olav Roach, that the Baal Chai, he's not Kofos. So he should have run away. Kamash Balon, he doesn't have the Das. So you chaya for him. But if you learn that Baal Chai, if you learn Koma is Marbe Kol Baal Koma, only Kfusim, so what's the Havamin? Of course you're going to be chaya for that. Of course you're going to be chaya for that. What do you think the Pshat is according to the Meir? What's the Havamin that should be part of? What do you think? Say Olam de Shavot. Tosus quotes Yerushalmi that what does Kol Baal Koma come to be Marbe? Not Baal Chaim, but rather what? Ilas, yes. Mechub l'karka. What's Pshat? What's the Yerushalmi? It tells you. Yerushalmi tells you the Pshat. Avraham. The what? I see you. What does Yerushalmi say? B'hochi isahosam. Ima hagodesh miyuchat shu tolish min hakarka, avkol shu tolish min hakarka, tamalomar o hakoma. Yerushalmi tells you what the Havamina is. What's the Havamina? It says Godesh in the Pasuk. So I would think what? That I'm only going to be chayed if it's Dumya the Godesh. Dumya the Godesh. Godesh miyuchat you tolosh min hakarka. I think everything else that you're chayed for has to be tolosh min hakarka. It's exeris hakosav. That it has to be tolosh min hakarka. What are we saying? That anything that you're chayed for in Eish has to be Dumya the Godesh. It's Efshem and Kenzag. And according to the Meiri, the Pshat of Balechayim Kfusim is Havamina Balechayim. You can't be Chayef a Balechayim Be'esh. It's not Dumi the Godish. It's not Dumi the Godish. It's totally different than Godish. Forget about whether it's Mechubel HaKarka, Tolish Ben HaKarka. Balechayim and Godish are in Gansen different. So you'd say the Pasuk is talking about Godish and Dumi the Godish, but not Balechayim. Balechayim are not Dumi the Godish. So just like Yerushalmi feels that Mechubel LaKarka is Nismayit, I have a Havamin, it's Nismayit from Godish, right? That it has to be Dumya the Godish. So I'd be Mamayit Mechubel LaKarka, Kamash Mulan Oha Kama, to be Marbe Mechubel LaKarka. But I never would have thought that Mechubel LaKarka should be included, because I'd compare to Godish. In the same way, the Havamina is that Balechayim Kfusim, I should be Potifu, because it's not Dumya the Godish. Kamash Malon, I'm chayev for Balei Chaim Kfusim. But for Balei Chaim she'enam Kfusim, taka konik v'meiri l'maskoni yapotim. Okay, so this is pshat in the Gemara, Nafsamach, according to Meiri, and according to Rashi. Right? Are you chayev for Balei Chaim she'enam Kfusim? And if you're not chayev, you're only chayev for Kfusim, what's the Havamin? What's the Havamin of the Gemara for Balei Chaim, stam Balei Chaim? What's the Havamin of the Gemara for if you hold that Oakam is coming to be Marbe, Balei Chaim Kfusim?
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that because kfusim don't have to be kofus to the karka. If the animal is tied up, it can't move just as easily as if you tied it to the ground. It doesn't have to be tied to the ground. It means if you tie its hands and legs, it can't run away. It doesn't have to be. I'm not saying it's mechubel karka, but it's similar. It's similar to what? It's similar to mechubel karka in the sense that it's not dumya the godish. That's all I'm saying. It's not Dumi the Gadish for a different reason. Mechubel HaKarka is not Dumi the Gadish because it's Mechubar. Balei Chaim Kfusim are not Dumi the Gadish because it's a Baal Chai. It's not Gadish. It's totally different. Not because it's Mechubel HaKarka. Okay. We see, so the two Deis in Rashi, the two Gersos in Rashi, really are two Shittas in the Rishonim on Daf Samach. What is O HaKama coming to be Marbe? Balechayim Kfusim. Those are the 2 days in Rashi. Those are the 2 days in Rashi. So the kasha we started out with, again, is what's the middle bava of the Mishnah doing? We have a Mishnah that's talking about Tamei Ba'esh, and then there's this middle part that discusses Gedi and Eved, Yichayev is the Kama B'di Rabbi, and now Kama B'di Rabbi, what does that do with anything? So we have 2 days in Rashi. We have 2 days in Rashi, whether Gedi, you're going to be chayev for the Gedi if it's kafos, or even samach, do we assume that the Gedi should have run away if he's samach? and not kafel. So the Yisum, no, he's not going to run away. He doesn't have das. Tosus on Afchav Beis Amid Beis quotes these 2 days, and he mentions Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam takes the position of the first day in Rashi, and based on the way the Rabbeinu Tam understands this first day in Rashi, a little differently than Rashi, he answers the kasha that we started out. So to understand the Rabbeinu Tam, you first have to see Rashi, to see where the Rabbeinu Tam is going to pivot from Rashi. But it's all based on these two gersos in Rashi. Let's all turn to Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. Okay, we're not learning Daf Chav Beis Amid Aleph, Chav Beis Amid Beis Keseda, but we're touching on so much of Eish, because the emes is Hakones, you know, our parak and the second parak dovetail a lot in terms of the Mazik of Eish. What does Taisus say? Tos basically asks Akashi, he says, what do you have to flip it between Evid and Gedi, Kofas and Samach? They should both be Samach in one place and both be Kofas in the other place. Right? If there's no Kamei B'Dirabinei, you'll be Chayav for the Gedi even if it's Samach. And if there is Kamei B'Dirabinei, then you'll be Potter for the Gedi even if it's Kofas. Pirush Rashbam, the Gedi Nami Hoyle Levrach, the Reisha Dutani Gedi Kofas Evid Samach. Dafka b'chai gavna chayv. B'sefer g'di samach ve'eved kafas lo perush o eved kafas lo. Like the second pshat in Rashi. And Rashbam says that by g'di hayol olivroach, so therefore, dafka by kafas you're going to be chayv. But by samach you'll be pata. Samach you'll be pata because you should have run away. Should have run away. So he learns. He learns like the second pshat in Rashi that when it says later that Haya Eved Kafaslo Ugdi Samachlo, it means Haya Eved Kafaslo Ugdi Samachlo. Eved Kafaslo, you say, come a bit, you know. So no matter what happened with the Gedi, you're going to be Pukkah. But even when you don't say, come a bit, if the Gedi is only Samachlo, the Gedi is only Samachlo, then you'll be Pukkah for the Gedi because Haya Lolivro. Rabbi Natan Mefarish, skipping down a little bit, the Itzrich Gedi Kofos de Chayef. Itzrich Gedi Kofos de Chayef. It Davka has to say Gedi Kofos. Not for the reason of the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, of course, it says Gedi Kofos in the Reisha because if the Gedi is Samach, then you're going to be Potter for the Gedi. So in the beginning it says Amalagas Hagodesh Vaygidi Kofos Lo Bevet Samach Lo. There's no comment. But the Rav Minaisi Chayv for the Gedi and the Godesh. It's Davka Gedi Kofos, not Samach. Right? According to the Rashbam, it's obvious why it says Gedi Kofos. Zokti Rabbi Natam. No. That's not the reason why it says Gedi Kofos. It's the Gedi Kofos the Chayv Afagav the Patrin and Taman Beish. The Darshina Makama Begoli Afkal Begoli. The Salka Daita the Kol David Lavur Chay Hachi Lav Kain Kamahu Potter. G'di ein darko lios kofos v'zakadaydach l'mifterei. Kamash malon. Zok to Rabbi Natan, why does it say g'di kofos? It says g'di kofos teach me a chidish in Taman Be'esh. Because I would think that, look, every tour of Taman Be'esh is lavur chevahachi. It's not normal for things to be Taman inside the Godish, inside the item that's getting burned. And the Chachamim say that Taman is part of Be'esh. So I would think that g'di kofos is also lavur chevahachi. What is it, normal to have a g'di tied on to a Godish? It's not normal. I think the Chachamim will pater, Tamar Be'esh will pater by Gedi Kofos as well. So that's the Chiddush. Gedi Kofos is a Chiddush. It's not that you're only going to be Chayev for the Gedi if he's Kofos. No, even if it's Samuch, you'll be Chayev. Hayel Olivra, no. He doesn't have Das to be Borea. Rabbi Natan holds you be Chayev for both Gedi Kofos and Gedi Samuch against the Rashbam. Like the first Pshat in Rashi. It doesn't say Gedi Kofos because Dafka Gedi Kofos, you'll be Chayev for the Gedi. No, even if it's Samoch, you'll be Chayev because it doesn't have Das to be Borer. Right, so why does it say Gedi Kofos? So why does it say Gedi Kofos? It should just say Samoch. So what would Rashi have answered to that Kasha? What would Rashi have answered to that Kasha? Why does it say Gedi Kofos? Why? What's the Trichas that it says Gedi Kofos according to the first Lashon of Rashi in Samach Aleph?
I need the knockout,
exactly. No particular reason. I need the knockout. Because by Evan it says Kofas and Samach. That's why by Gedi it says Kofas and Samach. But there really is no particular reason. Zokter Rabbi Natan, no. It's not I need the knockout. Come on. No, Vedafka knockout. To teach you a Chiddush in Taman Be'esh. that you would think that Gedi has a din of Tamun, same din as Tamun, because it's Lav Urche B'Hachi. Every Ptur of Tamun Be'esh according to the Chacham is because Lav Urche B'Hachi. So you think Gedi Kofus is also Lav Urche B'Hachi, you'd be Potter. Kamash Malan! Kamash Malan is the Gezeres HaKos of Dafka by Tamun, you're Potter, not by Gedi. Even though Gedi is Lav Urche, it doesn't matter. It's the Gezeres HaKos of that the Chacham Dafka Potter Tamun Be'esh. Not Gedi, even though they're both Lav Urche, the Ptur of Taman only applies to Taman, not to anything else. Dr. Rabbi Natan, Vikamashmal and Hashta Bereisha, Dafilo Hachi Chayv, Kamashmal and Bereisha, Hamadagas Agadish Vahigidi Kafuslo, Evet Samachlov and Isafim Uchayv. The Kamashmal and the Resha, the first part of the middle bab of the Mishnah, the first part is telling me that Gedi Kafus Yechayv. I would think that you're potter because it's like Taman Be'esh, because it's Lav Urche, Kamash Malan Yechayv. I don't need Kofus to tell me that's the only way that you can be Chayv for the Gedi. No, even if Samach I would be Chayv for the Gedi. But I think you're potter by Kofus because it's like Taman, Kamash Malan Yechayv. That's the Chiddush of that segment of the middle Bava. The Sefer Kamash Malan, the Avagab, the Samachu, the Habiki Urche, potter. And what's the sefer, meaning the sefer of the middle bava? Sefer of the middle bava. Evet kofus lo gedi samach lo v'nisafim lo potter. What's the kamash malan there? Kamash malan, that kama be the rabbi, meaning that if the evet is kofus lo, then you'll be potter for the gedi, even if it's samach. Right? You're potter for the gedi, even if it's samach. Because come levi drabine, not because the gedi knows to run away, doesn't know to run away, but come levi drabine tells me that you're going to be part of the gedi. That's pshat in the two bavas of the in the two parts of the middle bavas up there at the time. Comes taisus and adds lekach tanya hahimas nisan dakon is basa plukta the tamid the rabbi huda v'rabbanon basa hach bava the gedi kafos ktani modem chachamim le rabbi huda b'madak habira shemshalan kamash v'selchash kender me'adam aniel b'batim etc. The hivsik hatona b'hai bava kedefrishes lashmuina the afal gab lav urche begedi lios kofus chayev. So after Rabbi Natan, now pashta the osis lochi, now we understand what the middle bava of the Mishnah is doing. What's it doing there? The answer is it's all about tam. The first part of the Mishnah quotes machlokas tanaim v'chal beshes chayvanah. The last part of the Mishnah says chachamim amoda that by malaka sabira even tam is going to be chayev. What's the middle bava doing there? Dr. Beratan, you'd have a havamina that Gedi, Kofos, should have the same din as Tamun. Is it Tamun? No, it's not Tamun, but it's Shab Zelba Halacha as Tamun. And it's Lava Urche. So it should have the same din as Tamun. Kamash Malano, there's a Xeris HaKosov, O HaKama, Kama, that Dafka Begoloi, Dafka things that are Begoloi, and not what's Tamun there. It's Dafka Tamun. Even though the principle, the Rabbi Natan says, is based on Lav Urche, the principle is based on Lav Urche. It's not just the Gzeres HaKasavama, the principle is based on Lav Urche. So you think that Gedi Kofos in this Lav Urche also is Bechlal, this Ptur of Taman Be'esh. Kamash Malan is not part of the Ptur of Taman Be'esh. And that's Bedafka why it's mentioned in this Mishnah, to teach me that Chiddush within Tamun, right? It's smack in the middle of Tamun. If it wouldn't be here, I wouldn't know that Chiddush. That's why Rabbi Huda Anossi learned the middle part of the Mishnah in the midst of the halach of Tamun to teach me this idea that Gedi Kofos is going to be chayiv, even though it's Lav Urche B'Hachi. It's not Bechal Tamun Be'esh, even though it's Lav Urche B'Hachi. That's the Rabbi Natan. Hamzat Rabbi Natan really learns Gedi like the first Lashon of Rashi. Right? Rabbi Natan learns that there's no difference between Gedi Kofos and Gedi Samach. He'd be chayiv in either case. So why does it say Gedi Kofos? To teach me a chiddush that Gedi Kofos is not Bechal Tamun. So the question is, according to Rashi, the first Lashon, according to Rashi, and according to the Rashbam, the second Lashon in Rashi, the question comes back, what's this middle bava doing here? Right? If you learn like the Rabbi Natan, everything is gevaldik. Rabbi Natan says, I need the middle bava to teach me this idea that Gedi Kofos is not like Tamun. But if you learn like Rashi, even though Rabbi Natan and Rashi in the first Lashon say the same thing about Gedi Kofos and Samach, that they're both the same, that the Gedi is not going to know to run away, But Rashi says, Aidi. Not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi clearly is not learning like the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi didn't learn that there'd be a Havamina, that that Gedi Kofa should be like Tomun. So according to Rashi in the Lishna Kam, it's Doch Shver. Why do you have the middle Bava of the Mishnah here? And according to the Rashbam in the second Lashon of Rashi, it's also Kor Shver, because they hold that there really is a difference between Kofas and Samach. Samach, Gedi Samach, you'd be Potter for. Right, but what's the reason why Gedi Kofas is here? It's not Mishapela. So if you look in Shita Mekubetzes Salasar right over here, Shita quotes the Ra'oh who offers a different pshat. This can work for the other dais in the Rishonim, for Rashi. Rashi and Lishna Kam, even though the Rebbeinu Tam and Lishna Kam and Rashi are learning the same, but they're not learning the same about Gedi Kofos. Rashi says it uses a Lashon of Gedi Kofos only ID, since it uses both Kofos and Samach by Evet, so by Gedi also. So he's not learning like the Rebbeinu Tam. So what's Pshat according to him? Why is the second Bava Mishnah here? How you Gedi Kofos love Evet Samach loves up the Shita in Source 2. Operation Le'el the Oketan. O Oketani. Hoya Gedi Kofos lo, O Evet Samach lo. Who's that? That's the second Lashon of Rashi. That's the Rashbam. Umay Tetani lo Gabi Godei Shokamashu lan da'afa gada mitzad shu omeid in a roa lo chashvinon lo lahay na mitomi. Kevin the Efshu there also b'shum tzad. Hora Oza. What's her Ozan? Why is it here? What's the Chiddush? It has to be a Chiddush in Tomun. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, even if the Gedi Taka is Tamun, even if it can't be seen from one angle, but if it can be seen from a different angle, it's not called Tamun. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Also a Chiddush in Tamun. Not the Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush, but a different Chiddush in Tamun. That even if something is partially camouflaged by the Gaddish, that's not called Tamun. Because Heis Nish Tamun. That's not Tamun. Tamun means it's completely enclosed, enveloped. But if it can be seen from one direction, even if it's hidden from a different angle, that's not called Tamun Gadish. That's the Chiddush. That's what you have to say. The Chiddush of the middle Bava is, because if not, doesn't fit in. There's no reason what it's doing here. So either the Chiddush of the middle Bava is that Gedi Kofos, even though it's Lav Urcha, it doesn't have a din of Tamun. That's the Rebbeinu Tam. The other way that you'll have to learn for the other Rishonim is that the Chiddush is that even if the Gedi is Tamun Mitzad Echad, it's Nirim, it's not Shani, that's not called Tamun Ba'esh, and that's going to be Chai. Questions. Okay. Yes.
Can you just repeat his last point? What's the
sad? Mitzarechon means, let's say the Gedi, let's say from the perspective of the Baal Ha'esh, the Gedi can't be seen. It's behind the Gaddish. But if he'd walk to the other side of the Gaddish, he'd see the Gedi. That's not called Tom. And that's why you'd be chayiv. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is Tomun Mitzad Echad is not called Tom. Tomun Mitzad Echad is not called Tom. You got it, Isha? Tomun Mitzad Echad is not called Tom. It has to be Tomun Legamri. Bikolat Stod. Right? It's not Mitzad Echad, Mitzad Shein. It's not a brisk of art. Mitzad Echad, you know, half, Tzaydinim. No, it has to be completely Tom. Anti-brisk. Whatever. Right? It has to be completely Tamun for the Din Tamun to be Chayav. Okay, Rafi? Okay, good. Okay. So what does this Mishnah teach us? Let's take each part of the Mishnah. Each part of the Mishnah. One of the major halachas that emerges from the Mishnah is this Din of Kama Bidur Avamine. That's what the middle bava is teaching us. Right? We're focusing today on the middle bava. Then we have to get back to Tamun Ba'esh. The nature of the machlokas, the parameters, the different aspects of that halacha. So what does the Gemara say on Daf Chav Beis? Right, let's see this Gemara together. Toshma. Hamadla kesagodish v'yegedi kavos lov evet samach lov v'nisafim ochayim. Evet kavos lov nisamach lov v'nisafim apot. So, frag the Gemara Bishlam Lamanda Amar Isha Mishamchitza Mishamalchi Potter El Lamanda Amar Isha Mishamamono Amai Potter. Right, we have an old machlokas, right? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is a Baal Ha'esh Chayav Midin Adam Amazik or Midin Mamon Amazik, right? So, if you hold that it's Adam Amazik, so then great, I understand. Adam Hamazik, Adam Shehemis, Adam Shehemis, Schaiv Misa. So he's part of an Amama because coming with the Rabbani. But if you hold that Eisha Schaiv Midin Mama Namazik, Ilu Kotal Tore Avda Hachanamid Lamachayev. What, if someone's shore kills? So there's commonly be the rabbi for that? There's no chi of misa for that. Right? The gamba all of yumas, right? The pasuk says, Asho yisokel the gamba all of yumas. If the shore kills something, kills an eved, kills a person, the gamba all of yumas. What that means that the bailim are killed? Kalila, what does that mean? The gamba all of yumas, what happens? They pay what? Kofar, right? There's a misa payment. Right, in place of misa, but you can't kill him unless he did a misa ritzicha. So, in fact, the Gemara, Reish Lakish is Gorshver. If you hold that Isha is Mishum Mamono, if it's Mamon Amazik, so what chi of misa could there be? What come of the Rabbimine could there be? What's going on over here? If someone sure kills an Eved, so he wouldn't be chai? Amalacha Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Hachamaya Skinin, Kashitis Begufo Shal Eved. The come of the Rabbimine. What's Reish Lakish going to say? It's not Mamon Amazik. We're talking about where he was made to Begufo Shel Eved. He lit a fire on the Eved himself. It's not really Eish Bechlal. That's Mazik Biyadayim. That's Rotzeach Biyadayim. That's like taking a stick and hitting the Eved Biyadayim on his head. That's not Eish. Eish means you light a fire and it goes out and it does Hezek. Then you chayev for that. This isn't that. Made to Begufo Shel Eved. Everyone would say that you chayev Misa for that. That's Kamle Bidami for sure. So then what's the chiddush? I mean, that's obvious. No. Reish Lakish would say, you know what the chiddush of the Gemara is? The chiddush of the Mishnah? We're talking about a case of gedi d'chad ve'eved d'chad. The eved belongs to one individual. The gedi belongs to another individual. And still, even though the chi of Misa is to one, the chi of Tashlum is to another, Reish Lakish will say, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that we still say, kamei b'di rab minei. Misa lazeh v'tashlum in lazeh, we're still going to say kamei b'di rab minei. That's the chiddush. One thing that's clear from this sugi is that if you hold Isha Mishum Chitzav, Avada is kamei b'di rab minei. Avada is kamei b'di rab minei. What's the shaila? Right? It's like Adam Shehem is b'yadayim. Avada is going to be kamei b'di rab minei. That's what's mashma from the Gemara. But it's not so muchruch in the Rishonim. Not all Rishonim hold that Isha Mishum Chitzav is going to be from Mechayev Misa. We talked about this at great length in totally different, not totally, in a somewhat different context. Right? We talked about Makarvis Hadover, Eitzel Ha'esh, Kofif Kamas Shechavero, Bifnei Ha'Bleika, Ayuchayev, if you be Makarvis Ha'odam, Eitzel Ha'esh, and he dies, Koftu Lechavero, B'makom Shesov Chamalova, we discussed. If you're Chayev from Makarvis Hadover, Eitzel Ha'esh, in terms of Nezek, so why by Misa does the Gemara and Sanhedrin say that you're not going to be chayav? That was the kasha that we had in the Rishonim. So there's a discussion, different answers that the Rishonim have. For that particular case, it's not necessarily Isha Misham Chitzav. It might be, might not be. But that's the case that's mentioned. But the Rishonim actually talk about the case of Isha, the din of Isha Misham Chitzav legabe Misa. The Ra'ah was one of those shittas in the Rishonim that we had over there. The Ra'ah says, when it comes to Makarvis Hadavar Eitzel Ha'esh, so there's going to be no Chi of Misa. Right? He's the one who's Mechalik between Ezekin and Misa. Not regarding Isha Mishum Chitzav. That's not what he says. He says, Legabe Makarvis Hadavar Eitzel Ha'esh, so then you're not going to be Chayiv Misa for that. That's not called Maisa Adam. For Nezikin, you'll be Chayiv for that. It's called Dina de Garmi. It's Garmi, it's direct causation, you'll be Chayiv for that. But for Misa, you're not going to be Chayiv for that. You're only bringing the Dover Hanizak, the Dover, the individual who Nerag, right, the person who gets killed, you bring him closer to the Eish, that you're not going to be Chayef. But the same Ra'ah says, but for Isha Mishum Chitzav Taki, it will be Chayef Misa. That's in source 3. The Shita quotes the Ra'ah, Daf Nun Vav. Nearly the Hefer Shika ben Chayef Misa l'Chayef Nezikin. The Nezikin l'Chayef Al-Gram Masa came in the Havigirin. Nezikin Yechayev for Gireh. If it's your arrow, if it's Dina Degarmi, I didn't have Yechayev for that. That's direct causation. That's like Maisa Adam. It's like Maisa Adam. Forget about whether it's Maisa Adam or not. Yechayev for Dina Degarmi. For Nezikin. Umisa Lekel Chiyuvi Al Gramasa Zok Dera'a. Filo Hechad Avi Gireh. But for Nisa, it's direct causation. You definitely caused the Misa. You caused the person to die. But that's not enough for the Chi of Misa. Right? Mekarves Adover Eitzel Ho'esh. That's a Dina de Garmi. It's direct causation. We know the Chama is coming. Dr. Ra'ah, you're not going to be Chayav Misa for that. When are you Chayav Misa? You only Chayav Misa Ela B'mazik B'gufo or B'kocho. Only from Mazik B'gufo, B'kocho, through your direct guf or through your koach. The Isho L'manda Arma Mishem Chitzav V'chitzav Mamish Kocho Gomer Chashvin Anle. Four cases he gives, right? He gives Mazik B'gufo, Kocho, Isho Mishem Chitzav and Chitzav Mamish. Chitzav Mamish is not B'gufo because you're shooting an arrow and then it kills someone. But that's Kocho. That's Kocho Gomer. So that's like Mazik B'gufo or B'kocho. That's all my Sa'adah. Avul ba'alma lo. But ba'alma, what does ba'alma mean? Dina de gami stam, says the Ra'ah. You're not going to be chayef. So zok the Ra'ah, mekarves ha'dover etzel ha'esh, mekarves ha'odom etzel ha'esh, and he dies. That you're not going to be chayef. That's dina de gami. You're chayef for nezek. But not for misa. When are you chayef misa? Mazik begufo, or bekocho, v'isho l'man da'omer mishem chitzavu. And chitzav mamish. Isho Mishem Chitzav Zok the Ra'ah, you will be Chayav Misa for that. Don't get confused. We always put the Ra'ah in the camp of being Mechalik between Nezikin as opposed to Misa. You got to know the case he's talking about. He's not talking about Isho Mishem Chitzav. He's saying, Mekarves Ha'odom Eitzel Ha'esh, that you're going to be Potiphar. That is the distinction between Nezikin as opposed to Misa. But Isho Mishem Chitzav Zok the Ra'ah, Beferish. Beferish. Isho Mishem Chitzav, you'll be Chayav Misa for. Comes the Ran in Sanhedrin and says, no, you know Chayiv Misa for Isha Mishem Chitzav. Omer. Again, the Ran also is talking about all these, they're trying to put all these sugyas together. Kofta b'makom shesov chamalavo, right? Zorak tsror against the kosel and it comes back, you throw the tsror up, it comes down. What are the principles? When are you Chayiv Misa? When are you not Chayiv Misa? All the Rishonim are trying to figure out. So it's up the Ran like this, the source form. Even though Adam would la olam ben v'shogeg ben v'meizeh ben v'onus ben v'rotzen, that's by nezikin, but not by ritzicha. Right? Ba'onus you're not going to be chayev mishum ritzicha. So you see already that Adam hamazik is not the same as Adam shaharag. It's not the same aloha. Dr. Ram became a shekain beinon shiyasa poil mamish bori hazeka kodem shiyas chayev misa. What's the yisod to be chayev misa? It has to be bori hazeka, but you have to do poil mamish. He says, poil mamish shapulosoi mamish. Right? It's got to be poil mamish. Maisa odem mamish. What's his dimyon? Kahi b'man or kiman the kafte lechavri va'ashkel alay bidka demaya. The Bekoach Rishon Chayav Bekoach Sheni Podim. Shem Dlo Havigirei Ela Bekoach Rishon. He makes a dimyon, the Koach Rishon, Koach Sheni. We know that if someone is Ashkel Alei Bidka Demai, you open up a dam, and then someone gets drowned, so there's only a Chiyav Misa on Koach Rishon, not Koach Sheni. Why? Because Koach Rishon has a din of Maisa Adam. Bekoach Sheni is more indirect. It doesn't have a din of Maisa Adam. Zokta Ran, the yisod we see from there is that the only time that you're going to be Chayav for Misa is if it's Maisa Adam. The Koch Rishon is my Sa'adam. Isha Mishem Chisab is not my Sa'adam, says the Ran. It's not Poyal Mamish. Be'inan Maisa Shiasa Poyal Mamish. It's not Poyal Mamish. It's because not Poyal Mamish. It's not Michay Misa then. The Ra'ah doesn't hold, you need a Poyal Mamish. The Ra'ah says you can be Michay Misa without a Poyal Mamish. He says, if it's only Dina the Gami, you're Potter from Misa. So what's the Ra'ah say? Isha Mishem Chisab. The Ra'ah says Isha Mishem Chitzav is enough to be Chayiv Misa. The Ran says Isha Mishem Chitzav shouldn't be enough to be Chayiv Misa. Because it's not a Poyal Mamish. Poyal Mamish is only Bekoach Rishon. Only Bekoach Rishon. Be'inan Shiyasa Poyal Mamish. The Ran would seem to say that Isha Mishem Chitzav should not be Chayiv Misa. Because it has to be Poyal Mamish. I mean, Isha Mishem Chitzav is no better than Koach Sheni. Kol Sheni means it's more, it's not coming right then. Right? Afal gav debari azeka. Kevin lo ovid maisen amishel begrama potter. The whole like yisod of Kol Sheni is that you're not doing a maisen amish. It's bari azeka. Isham shemchitzav is also bari azeka. But there's a distance. It's a distance. It's not chaitz mamish. It's isham shemchitzav. So lechor, according to the Rani, isham shemchitzav also would be potter. Why? Aye, but it's like adam amazik biyadayim. The answer is it's like, but it's not exactly. Right? The Ra'ah holds a din maisa adam is enough to be mechayev you for etzicha. And the Ran says, no, it has to be poyo mamish. It has to be maisa adam mamish b'metzias. This is not maisa adam mamish. So then there's no way you can be chayev misa for that. Just like by Koch Shein, you're not going to be chayev misa because it's not maisa adam mamish. So too, isha misha mechitzav, according to the Ran, shouldn't be chayev misa either. It's not maisa adam mamish. It's not maisa adam mamish. So the problem that the Achronim ask, Kasha they ask on the Ran, is how's the Ran going to be mefarnes the sugya on Davchav Beis and Mebeis? The Gemara on Davchav Beis and Mebeis says beferish that if you hold Isha Mishem Chitzav, everything is nicha. That Hoya Eved Kofas, now there's coming Bid Rabna, you'll be potter for the Godish potter, for the Yidi potter, for the Mammon. Why is that so pashut? According to the Ran, it shouldn't be pashut at all. According to the Ran, if you don't have a poil mamish, you're not chayev misa. Is someone going to be chayev misa for the Eved's death? No. According to the Ran, no. According to the Ran, oh, another Rishonim, yes. But according to the Ran, no. So how does he understand the Gemara? The Gemara seems to assume that if you hold Isha Misham Chitzav, then there will be a chayev misa for the Eved. There is Kamei B'Rabbeinu. How's there going to be Kamei B'Rabbeinu according to the Ran? It's like Pilei Plaim against the Ran. Pilei Plaim against the Ran. What's the answer? So the answer must be that the chi of Misa is not going to be for the killing of the Eved. Chi of Misa is not for the killing of the Eved. What's the chi of Misa for? A person's chai of Misa. When he's mischai of Mamon, he's chai of Misa. What's the chai of Misa for? Is it because the Eved died? No, according to the Ran, that's not going to be mechai of Misa. It's not going to be chai of Misa, ultimately. It won't, because it's like a Korach Shein. Where's the Chiyav Misa stemming from? So some of the Achronim pointed the Rashba here on Daf Chabez, and for a totally different reason, which we'll get to a Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, the Rashba suggests, you know where the Chiyav Misa is stemming from? From a Din Rodef. Rodef. That's the Din. Someone who's Rodef Achachaber Lahargo, the Din is that anyone is allowed to kill him. That's not a Din in Bezdin. Bezdin is after the person kills the Eved Kenayni, then Beznik can put him to death. But there's a totally different halacha that someone who's rodef achachaver lahargo is nitan lahatzilo benafsho. You can save the nirdaf by killing the rodef. The rodef is chayev misa, so to speak. He's not chayev misa because he killed someone already. No, the fact that he's running after someone to kill him, that's mechayev misa already. So it could be that's how the Ran is learned. Ran has learned the chiyav misa here is not because he killed the Eved Kenayni. For that, Itaka is not going to be chiyav misa. The Bezdin is not going to kill him. But since he is a rodef when he lights the fire, and it's going after the Eved to kill the Eved, so there will be a chiyav misa midin rodef that will pater him for a moment. Just like the din of rodef is that if someone is rodef achachaver lahargo and he breaks kalim, right, he's pater for the kalim because kamei b'derabbeinu. So that's the halacha that we're referring to over here. Not that he's chayev misa mamish, not going to be chayev misa, but he's chayev misa midin rodef when he's in the process, and that din rodef is going to be enough to pater him from mamish. Take a look at the Rashba, see the context that the Rashba is talking about, and we'll try to close the circle tonight.